The federal government's being pressed to set a new Close the Gap target to lower the appalling rate of suicide in Aboriginal communities. Aboriginal elders are desperate for a new direction on mental health reform to stop shocking numbers of young Indigenous people taking their own lives. They took their case to Canberra this week. Bridget Brennan reports.
Around the country, the rates of death by suicide in Indigenous communities are soaring. Aboriginal leaders want a new direction. Auntie Kerry Doyle researches Indigenous psychological distress at RMIT University in Melbourne.
A death of a young person anywhere is really a loss to the whole community. And Aboriginal people have generally been to 10 times more family funerals than non-Aboriginal people by the time they're 40. So it's almost as though there's this almost this expectation, living in dread, if you like, that somebody won't make it through to their 20s.
This afternoon, Indigenous mental health advocates wrapped 3 days of talks with the government asking for a new Indigenous mental health plan. The Federal Health Minister, Susan Lee, has been at some of the talks.
One suicide is too many, and unfortunately, young people in these areas, one of the early experiences of their lives is going to funerals, and that's not like non-Indigenous society at all, and that paints a pretty bleak picture.
Tom Calmer is chairman of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Advisory Group. He says disadvantage is tied to poor mental health.
But, you know, we need to get away from blaming the victim and looking at what are some of the causal factors on why people's behaviours are like they are, particularly to poverty and people's lack of self-esteem and self-worth and feelings of hopelessness, and try and identify those stresses that impact on people's lives that cause them to take these very, very desperate steps that they do take.
In 2008, the Rudd government set 6 targets aiming to close the gap on Indigenous disadvantage. But there's never been a specific close the gap target to reduce the suicide rates among Indigenous people. Frank Quinlan supports the idea for a new target. He's the chief executive of Mental Health Australia.
I think we all really need to hang our heads in shame when we see the terrible statistics that face our Indigenous brothers and sisters. The suicide rate in Indigenous communities, I think, is a terrible reflection of inaction. And I think a Close the Gap target would be important in this area because unless we set about to achieve something concrete, and unless we do hard measurement of our progress towards that, then I think we lack accountability, and it's a system that currently seems to lack accountability and doesn't link the sometimes wonderful policies that are written with the actions that are occurring on the ground.
Many Aboriginal leaders say a new target will be pointless without extra mental health services for communities, but they could have trouble getting more money from the Health Minister, Susan Lee. She thinks there's already enough funding.
My view is that the funding is there, and there are other programs through the Prime Minister's Department and so on. The key now is to get policies in place that work appropriately all over Australia, differently in different localities. So what I'm tasking the primary health networks to do is to work with Aboriginal organisations in their area to take their advice, to use their knowledge, and to, where necessary, increase and amplify the programs that they already do.
The Health Minister, Susan Lee, ending Bridget Brennan's report.